Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us first offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regularly attending classes in the Srimad Bhagavatam and by the rendering of service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed to nil, and loving service unto the transcendental Lord is established as an irrevocable fact. Reading from the seventh canto, chapter 13, entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person, verse number 10. Avyakta,
avyakta
lingo,
lingo.
Vyaktarto,
vyaktarto
manasi,
manasi
unmata,
unmata
balavat
kavir
mukavad atmanam sadrishya darsayin nirnam. Avyaktalingo
vyaktarto
manisi unmata balavat kavir mukavat atmanam sadrishya darsayen nirnam. Avyaktalinga, whose symptoms of sannyas are unmanifested. Vyakta Arta, whose purpose is manifested. Manasi,
such a great saintly person.
Unmata,
restless.
Balavat, like a boy. Kavi, a great poet or orator. Mukavat,
like a dumb man.
Atmanam,
himself.
Sa,
he.
Drishya,
by example.
Darsayet, should present. Nirnam,
to human society.
Narada Muni continuing to speak to Maharaj Yudhishthir. Although a saintly person may not expose himself to the vision of human society, by his behavior, his purpose is disclosed. To human society, he should present himself like a restless child. And although he is the greatest thoughtful orator, he should present himself like a dumb man. Let us take this opportunity to all say together.
Although a saintly person
may not expose himself to the vision of human society,
by his behavior,
his purpose is disclosed.
To human society,
he should present himself
like a restless child.
And although he is
the greatest thoughtful orator,
he should present himself
like a dumb man.
Purport by his divine grace, ISKCON's founder Acharya, Savior of the whole world, the most merciful, Srila Prabhupada. A great personality, very much advanced in Krishna consciousness, may not expose himself by the signs of a sannyasi. To cover himself, he may live like a restless child or a dumb man, although he is the greatest orator or poet. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Nyena Tasmai Shri Grave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Nyena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Garun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Dam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surito Pangor Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsarvasva Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano Dibyad Brindaranya Kalpa Chumadha Sriman Ratnagara Singhasanastaho Sriman Radha Srila Govinda Dehivo Prestalabhi Savyamano Smarami Sriman Rasa Rasarambi Mamsi Bhattatatastitaha Karshan Venu Svanar Gopir Gopinata Striestuna Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindavaneshvari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Anamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tirubhyascha Kripa Sandubhya Evacha Titanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gora Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Avyaktalinga Vyartarto Manisun Mata Balavat Kavir Mukavadat Manam Sadristya Darsayan Nirnam. Although a saintly person may not expose himself to the vision of human society, by his behavior his purpose is disclosed. To human society, he should present himself like a restless child. And although he is the greatest thoughtful orator, he should present himself like a dumb man. Obeisances unto you, O Srila Prabhupada, O servant of Saraswati Goswami. You are so kindly preaching the Gauravani message of Lord Chaitanya Dev and are delivering these Western countries which are filled with impersonalism and voidism. This is a very wonderful chapter, the behavior of a perfect person, or the description of one who is and or has achieved the topmost position in spiritual life, self-realization, the Paramahamsa stage, which Prabhupada says in an earlier canto, is adored by all other sections of human society. How such a transcendental personality is to be seen, and his behavior and his conduct within this world. So this verse number 10 is a natural continuation and conclusion to the previous verse 9. And this sets the stage for the description of the python sannyasi, who was detected by Prahlad Maharaj when he later became emperor, and his lieutenants and ministers, to be a very great saintly person. And much instruction was given by this great personality to Prahlad Maharaj, and that sets the stage for basically the rest of this chapter. So in yesterday's purport, given by His Grace Vishvambar Prabhu, we're hearing from Srila Prabhupada in detail about the sannyas order. To preach, sannyasis may accept the symbols of sannyas, such as danda and kamandalu, or sometimes they may not. So Prabhupada, as in many and most and practically all places, using the colloquial saying, brings it on home to make us understand that the perfection of spiritual life, or the perfection of the Paramahamsa, is to spread Krishna consciousness as far and wide as possible in with whatever means available, understanding that everything is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. He sees and understands everyone as Krishna's servant, and he understands all property or manifestations present before him as being utilized, to be meant to be utilized for the Lord's pleasure. And the Lord's pleasure in this material world is very, very clear, that everyone comes out of the condition of illusion, which is characterized by identifying oneself as this temporary material body, and regains the awareness, sudachitti korye udai, Krishna consciousness is there in the heart of everyone. It is lying dormant and has been forgotten. And in association, in the Paramahamsa Vaishnava, especially when the Paramahamsa Vaishnava is leading the pure hearing and chanting of the holy name, fame, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, creating the revolution in the lives of this world's misdirected civilization, then the entire world advances under the guidance of such Paramahamsa Vaishnava. Prabhupada writes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, under his influence, the entire world embraces the Supreme Personality of Godhead and begins to worship the Lord and chant the holy name of the Lord. So there is very nice evidence that Prabhupada wrote in 1975 in the Upadeshamrita, which also parallels these points. Out of many such Vaishnavas, this is the purport to verse number 5 of the Upadeshamrita, one may be found to be very seriously engaged in the service of the Lord and strictly following all the regulative principles. Narottam Das Thakur in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika says that sadhana bhakti and raganuga bhakti are the self-same devotional service. Sadhana bhakti is the stage where pure love of Godhead is not fully ripened yet. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki, Shri Shri Radhashyama Sundar Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Shri Shri Gorni Dai ki. And the example is given, and Prabhupada would use this many times, of a mango. If one is given a mango, if I give you a mango, it's not ripe, like it's coming, maybe towards the end of April here becomes mango season, beginning. So if you get a mango at the beginning of the month, it's not ripe. But if you let it sit properly, it will become ripe. So we are being given the process of developing pure love of Godhead, and love of Godhead in the wake of the residents of Braja, who are the topmost devotees of the Lord. Golokera Premadan Harinam Sankirtan, the treasure of divine love to the topmost realm of Goloka Vrindavan, has descended into this world. And Narottam Das Thakur He is coming in the Rupanuga Sampradaya in the form of the Sankirtan movement brought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the pure devotee, he shows the way himself by strictly following the regulative principles, mainly by chanting his rounds on japa beads, very exemplary, and more, always thinking how to expand the Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada writes earlier in this seventh canto in regards to Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Lord Nisringadev, his exemplary position of not wanting to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I see there are more many saintly persons indeed. They take vows of silence and are in the Himalayan mountains, but they're not concerned for the people in general. As for me, I do not wish to be liberated alone. And Prabhupada writes, this is the decision of the pure Vaishnava. And Prabhupada says in that section that unless one is interested in preaching Krishna consciousness, he actually said, speaking about Krishna to others, to conquer over the modes of material nature is practically impossible. So hence, Srila Prabhupada has given us the topmost process of ascent preaching. Preaching is the essence. This is the essence of Paramahamsa life, and gives one who participates, even from the rank neophyte stage, like he would remark of his own beloved spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, if the most simple and newest brahmachari from the month would go out and all day working hard and only accomplish to distribute 2 Nadia Prakash, the daily newspaper of the Gaudiya Math, he would be so pleased and would give so much love and affection to that new young brahmachari. Oh, you are so nice. There is very powerful evidence of this potency of this preaching process given by Kaviraj Goswami in the epic chapter 7 of the Adi Leela, Lord Chaitanya in 5 features, where the glories of the holy name are very nicely explained from the mouth of Lord Chaitanya himself. Prior to that, Kaviraj Goswami says, the internal devotees or potencies are all internal associates in the pastimes of the Lord. Those are the topmost, most intimately associated Nitya Siddha Parikars of Lord Chaitanya and Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Only with them does the Lord advent to propound the Sankirtan movement, which again is the vehicle, the main methodology, the method personally selected and inaugurated and engaged in by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Harinam Sankirtan, and in the public, Nagar Sankirtan, to be the topmost method of devotional service. So only with them does the Lord advent to propound the Sankirtan movement, and only with them does the Lord taste the mellow of conjugal love, which is recognized and exalted and completely approved by all authorities as the topmost means of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And only with them does he do what? Distribute love of Godhead to the people in general. Then going, not considering who is fit or who is unfit, where was the proper place or not, they freely distributed. And the more they distributed, the more their thirst to distribute more and more grew and grew. Srila Prabhupada remarked 5 days before docking in Boston, in the North Atlantic Ocean, off the eastern coast of Canada, that his spiritual master is very, very powerful, and by his strong desire, the holy name of Krishna will spread everywhere, from the seas to the mountains, everywhere, in every town and village, everyone will chant the holy name of Krishna, as the vast mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu conquers all directions. A flood of transcendental ecstasy will certainly cover the land. when all the poor, fallen, sinful, and may I add the word forgetful, living entities are made happy, then the Vaishnava's desire is fulfilled. Dayananda Prabhu, who was the temple president of Los Angeles in 1970, at the time when Prabhupada got the order, I believe Daivi Shakti Mataji in her glorification on Ram Nomi was recounting this, that the deity in Los Angeles ordered Srila Prabhupada to go back to India, and Prabhupada didn't want to go. So he was taking counsel from his senior devotees. He was asking Rupanuga Prabhu, at the time Maharaj, he was asking Karandar, and he asked Dayananda, what should I do? Should I go back to India? And Dayananda remarks, you can hear this on Siddhanta Prabhu's Memories series of Prabhupada, who am I to advise my great spiritual master about such an important, earth-shaking decision? So I'll just say something which will be, I'm going to answer the question, but it will be correct and allow Prabhupada to make his decision. And Prabhupada was very, very alert to, you know, that you have to do exactly what he wants. You couldn't fudge or choose some nice words or think that this is politically correct. And he said this was his answer. Prabhupada, you should do whatever you desire to do. And Prabhupada became very serious and looked Dayananda Prabhu right in the eyes. And Dayananda thought that, you know, the great ocean, all of the 33 million demigods and all the great saintly persons were looking through Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, because he said, you should do what you desire. Desire? My desire is to spread Krishna consciousness all over this planet. So this is the end.